Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, shoot. Why is it waiting for... It says waiting for the host.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it think I'm not on?
Maybe it's hearing you now.
Welcome to my blog... in case Dudley should be listening to it. So, welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. It thinks I'm not on, Robert. For some reason, it's saying waiting for the host.
You want to log back in?
Yeah, I better log back in. Well, that means I'd have to call back in. You know what, Dudley, probably the reason he hasn't come in is because it probably hasn't. I don't know what to
do. Yeah, he'd be letting you know probably by now.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Excuse my
Why don't I just stay on and you just do what you have to do and we'll
okay.
see.
Okay, all right. I'm going to hang up and you just stay
on.
Do
you think I can stay on or should I call back?
Oh, God, I don't know. I've never had this happen before, so...
Well, go ahead and reboot it, and I'll call back in if I don't... In 2 minutes, if I don't hear something, I'll call back.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
Bye.
I'm here.
You can hear me? Okay, so...
Yep.
Now they're saying I'm on the air, so...
Well, great. Let's talk.
Okay. Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Donator, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guest for today's show is Robert Berry. Robert Berry is a Grammy-nominated recording artist, singer, songwriter, producer, and performing musician. Robert was featured on an album titled Three with Keith Emerson and Carl Palmer. He has toured with Ambrosia and has a long-running project alliance with members of Boston, Sammy Hagar, and Night Ranger, and has also performed with The Tubes and Greg Kinn. Robert is an outstanding record producer and the owner of Soundtech Studios in Campbell, California. In addition to his own music and performing with others, Robert is the creator of The December People with three albums of classic rock Christmas songs. Today we'll be talking about love, life, Christmas, music, gratitude, and living the music you hear calling you. I'll also be playing White Christmas, performed by the December People, and we'll talk about their upcoming classic rock Christmas shows. To see the show schedule and hear songs by December People, visit their websites at www.decemberpeople.com or www.classicrockchristmas.com. To find out more about Robert Berry, visit his website at www.robertberry.com. Hello, Robert. Are you there?
I am here, Margo. We had a little snafu there to start with, but I think we're good now.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, wow.
Technology, like you say, technology, right? Love it.
Oh, I know. I have this love and not love affair with technology. I love my computers, I love my iPhone, I love doing these shows, but, you know, every once in a while there's some little snags in the beginning.
Yeah, the exact same thing that makes us less connected, which is texting and, you know, kids not talking to anybody, and is the same thing that makes us very connected. So it's kind of a weird combination there.
It really is. It really is. I mean, one of the things that I do love about Facebook, for example, is that it allows us to share pictures and connect with people all over the world. And yet the other thing that I don't like about it, you're right, is because we feel like we're having a connection with people.
Yeah.
And we are, but not in person. There's not enough in-person connection anymore.
I actually believe that someday it will all be like FaceTime. You know, on your iPhone, you actually talk and see somebody on the phone. It makes you feel like you're right there with them. There's still a little disconnect there, but it's much better than just a text or just a Facebook message or something. But anyway, past that.
Yeah. Past
you know,
that.
I think our time's up from the list of things you said about me, so I'll see you next time, huh?
Okay, yeah. No, I what I wanted to talk about today is definitely your music for the December people. And for our guests, I'd like you to tell a little bit about how you got the idea to create a band called the December People, why, and also who's in it. So would you do that for us now?
Okay, yeah. Real quick, I was doing a series called Mother Goose Rocks, which you're aware of, which was based on the top 12 artists of every year when, like, Britney Spears and people like that were the big, the real pop stuff. And we'd do songs like Wheels on the Bus and all these and make them sound like Britney Spears. And a record company in New York called me and says, we want to do a Christmas album. I said, oh, I don't want to do a Christmas album. And, you know, just everybody does these Christmas songs. I said, well, come up with something interesting. We really want you to do a Christmas album for us. So I thought, what if I sort of took the thought about Mother Goose Rocks, we're doing songs a certain style, but I took classic Christmas songs that everybody knows, and I made them in the styles of the biggest bands of all time that everybody knows, and I take, like, the little pieces that people know of the biggest band songs, like an example, you know, we do one by The Who, which is a band that started in the 60s and went on and on, but CSI, the TV show, uses who are you in their opening theme, and they have that big scream, the yeah, and that's all from The Who back, that was probably in the early 70s. So I take those pieces from The Who and I put them into Joy to the World, and we do it with little pieces that people will recognize, and it's sort of like a discovery when you come to see December. People go, oh, I recognize that, that's from Train or Black Eyed Peas or The Beatles, or, you know, you hear these little pieces. And I put that together for the record company, and they loved it, and it won Album of the Year with the independent artist record labels. So I thought, wow, I have something big here. But the record company didn't really do anything with it. So for 10 years, 8 years, it sat. And I decided, you know what, this is one of the best things I've ever done. I want to do this for charity. I want to play these shows and raise food for the food banks, because it just seemed like, you know, starting four years ago, that the economy was down, people were hungry, we had a lot of homeless people that wanted to do something. I had the power to do something by calling my famous friends and saying, I want to put this on the road. I first called Gary Peel, who plays in the band Boston, thinking, oh, Gary's going to say no, but I'm going to start at the top. Boston, one of the biggest bands ever was. Said, Gary, I wanted to have you play these Christmas songs, me and this band, and we're doing them like rock bands. He goes, well, that sounds interesting. I could tell he wasn't sold. I said, but we're going to do it for food banks. And he goes, not even a breath. He goes, I'm in. He goes,
oh,
we've been
so cool.
Really lucky. We need to give back. So I thought, well, I got him. The hardest part, I have to call the keyboard player from the Tubes, because that's really hard stuff. I called Dave, and Dave didn't even hesitate. He goes, I want to do it. If you got Gary doing it, I want to do it. I called a friend of mine that I produce albums for, a solo artist named Jack Foster, because Jack's a great singer, great guitar player, and kind of does all the harmonies. He's singing choirs, everything. He's fantastic, really great, fast guitar.
He is fantastic. I love the albums I have of his that you recorded for him and worked on with him.
Yeah, and you know, I just needed a guy that did a lot of shows and was really well-versed in all kinds of music. So Jack said he'd do it. I needed a drummer. And what's funny, and I'll tell you why I'm so excited this year, the first guy I talked to was David Lauser, who's the drummer for Sammy Hagar. He's a friend of mine, and he plays in the Lions. So I thought, I'll ask Dave. And I got as far as, well, we're going to do these Christmas. And he goes, oh, you know, I'm pretty busy. I don't really want to play Christmas songs. And he just wasn't receptive to it, which was okay, because I've learned that if you have to sell something to somebody, it's never quite as good as if they just open their heart and take it in and then give you a yes or no. It's just better that way. So I called the drummer from Y&T, and Mike wanted to do it. He was in. Now, 4 years later, Mike, all these guys still playing bands. I still play. I play with Greg Kinn, and we're still touring, still playing. These are viable rock musicians and big bands playing big concerts, you know.
Right.
So Mike's in Europe with Y&T. He can't come back this year to do December People. So who do I call? I call David Lauser. And I won't get into it, but David's wife's been very sick, and we've been trying to get her certain medicines and everything, help with all that. So we've been in contact a lot, and she's doing much better now. And they stayed at our house, so I gave them a December People CD. And I said, you know, I'm going to need a drummer for this. And I know you're kind of overwhelmed taking care of Liza and all, and getting, you know, making sure this is all happening and fighting the FDA and everything, but give it a listen on the way home. Halfway home, I live in Palm Desert. Halfway home, I get a text from Liza. This is incredible. We get it. David wants to do it. So.
Oh, that is so fantastic. What
yeah,
a great story.
You know, he didn't open his heart and his mind and just sort of absorb it, first of all. Like so many things happen in life, you know, we just say, I don't know if it's not really intuition, but it's surroundings or something make us block certain things and not just let them in first. You know,
Well, I think what it is partly too is that things happen in what's called divine timing. And divine timing, it's a reminder that all of the different things that have to be in place have to be in place in order for something to work out. And for him to feel inspired, which is what it was, for him to get inspired to do it, he had to be in a different place than he was when you first asked him about it.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool that he's going to do it now.
He's doing it this year, and I got to tell you, I flew him in because December people is the, and I played with Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. I played hard music. I played with Steve Howe and G. Terror, which is the guy from Yes. I've played really hard music. The toughest band I've ever been in is December People because we're doing 18 songs, and every one of them is a different band and a different style, a different feel, and it's, and plus it's like you're going to play White Christmas, our version.
Yeah, in fact, I want to do that. I want to do that pretty soon so that that we can talk about that and people can understand.
We're doing White Christmas, and we're taking all his little bits and putting them into it, even though I've changed his bits to be a little bit different because I don't want to steal it from him.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like the idol. So you have to remember it different than the original record. Besides not being the original song, it's White Christmas. It's hard. So David, and we did a rehearsal, and oh my God, he is so good. People are going to be blown away when they see him. It's amazing. He's really into it.
I loved the show last year and the shows that I've been to before that, and we're trying to figure out which show that we can go to because our schedule's pretty crazy in November, but I definitely want to be there. Well, all right, I'm going to cue up the song White Christmas, and let's see if
it's
it
a funny
comes
one.
On.
I got to tell you, we asked the audience if you have any songs and bands you like. You think?
Hog on.
fun stuff.
You know, White Christmas has always been one of my favorite songs. And you know, I love Christmas, with my birthday being on Christmas. And when you came up with the idea of the December people, it was something that I could totally relate to right away, because I've always loved all the holiday music and the singing, the songs, the traditional ones, but also the ones where it's fun variations of it that people do. But what I found, Robert, is that for me, that what makes it so awesome is going to your shows. And for the people that are listening while on the computer, they can see a slideshow of pictures that I took during the show last year when we were there in Pleasanton on December 14th. And our friends Carly and Ed loved the show too, and loved meeting all of you after the show. It was such a fun night. Every song was fun, and the lights are just spectacular.
Yeah, we have over-the-top production, and what I always like to say to people is, you've never gone to see a band the first time you've seen them that you can sing every song. The thing, you don't know how we're going to do it. You don't know we do Silent Night, like Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. But you sit there and you can sing along, but then it has that feel of that song of Tears for Fears. And it's just fun because you sort of discover it, and you're singing, you're in the experience all at the same time, and the lighting is over the top, and it's even more over the top this year. The Pleasanton show you saw last year, we did two nights there in small theater, which you don't usually do. It's 300-seat theater. This year we're doing their big theater in Pleasanton one night, and it's a 550, 600-seat theater, and the lighting's going to be even bigger. It's going to be really fantastic. And Pleasanton, one of the big things we do, of course, is the food bank donations. Last year, being our first show in Pleasanton, they didn't quite get that piece of it in the promotion. And I really, December people is all about going into a city and taking care of those needy people in that city. We're not against organizations like the Red Cross and all that. We think that's fantastic. All over the world help people. But we believe that if we go into a city, and not just us, but if each city could take care of its own hungry people, that there wouldn't be hunger in the United States. And if we can get our foundation strong here, then it's great to help everybody. But you have to be strong at home first. So we're hoping the fundraiser in Pleasanton this year is huge. Monterey, our first show, we get tons of food there. They really, they figured out how to make it work at the radio station and stuff. This year, we're hoping that the press gets out at Pleasanton and people know they bring five cans of food. The ticket prices are cheap. You know, it's all about the food drive.
You know, I couldn't find the information about how to get the tickets for Pleasanton on your website. I don't think that was up yet. But is it going to be at 8 p.m. on Saturday the 29th of November?
Yes, I think that's what it should be. You know, sometimes these places wait till after Halloween to really get things going, because Halloween is such a big holiday, and you know, is it a holiday? I guess it's a holiday. I don't know.
Yeah.
An event.
It's an event. Yeah, it's kind of a holiday, but it's, everybody calls it a holiday, but you're right, it's more of an event.
Yeah.
And parties and things like that.
It's so big, and right after that, everything kicks in. Even in Kansas, we're going to 22nd of November. They have radio, TV, everything. In fact, Gary, while Boston was on tour, made a little side trip there and delivered food at a food bank and everything, just to show that December people is definitely there to help their community. And
that's fantastic.
Yeah,
and then the Monterey show is on November 8th, so it's November Saturday.
Yes.
November 8th, the 22nd, and the 29th for the shows. I highly recommend them. They are just so much fun. I love listening to the CDs, which, by the way, all three of them are still available on Amazon. I checked this morning.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Billy Idol song is kind of a raunchy a rock tune, but we have all kinds of things. I've been listening to it going, well, this show's kind of usually kind of peaceful, but this is a little bit raunchy here. We should have picked a different song. But,
you know,
like the Tears for Fears, or we have The Night Before Christmas is like Stairway to Heaven, or We Three Kings done like Sting. I mean, there's some really beautiful music that we do, too, that I'm really proud of this whole
thing. Well, on the albums, too, you have Carol of the Bells, Angels We Have Heard on High, Joy to the World, What Child Is This, Silent Night, Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Winter Wonderland. So there's just, you know, a whole variety of songs that are available on the CDs, and then I'm not sure which ones are part of the playlist for the event, but all I know is that every song was so much fun, and you're right, because they're based on Christmas songs that we've grown up hearing, we could sing along with them if we wanted to, but
yeah.
The surprise of the different twists of how they sound is so amazing, and I can totally picture a classic rock Christmas special next year. That's what I'm imagining, is having you guys on TV so that people all over the place can see it, and then maybe get the people that see it on TV to donate to their local food banks as well.
As long as they do it for their city, that's our whole idea, our whole model in this thing is to everybody, you know, San Jose, I'm in, you know, Campbell, San Jose area.
Mm-hmm.
It's a
mm-hmm.
big area, but there's enough money here to take care of the homeless, you know, the hungry people. We have an encampment over by Happy Hollow, which is a kids' park and a zoo. Right behind it, there's these tents and these things and by the creek, and it's heartbreaking that
mm-hmm.
a city, which really is part of Silicon Valley, one of the richest areas in the world for ideas and venture capitalists and everything, that we have a homeless encampment. Now, you, maybe you don't want to say where you're at there, in the Marin area,
uh-huh.
everybody will be knocking on your door trying to get on your show. But you, Kentfield, I think, is the small area, right? That's a small town.
Well, we're near Kentfield, yeah.
Let's use Kentfield as an example. They mm-hmm. could take care of their little section. There's enough money there. There's probably some people that are hungry. There's just something in National Geographic that said that 30% of the people that you know, don't have food and a place to live actually
mm-hmm.
have a job. And by the end of, you know, the last week of the month, they're out of money.
Oh.
So it's not
people
are
terrible.
Lazy or they're all mentally ill. There's something going on while they're on the street. It's just expensive
it's
to
just
live.
The cost of living has gotten to be so high. Yeah.
We can help
you
these
know,
people.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the time is flying by. It's just going by so fast like it always does when I have you on my show. Actually, it always does when I have anyone on my show, but especially
yeah.
when I have you on my show, because we always have so many things to talk about. And I just wanted to mention that next week's show on Wednesday, November 5th, 2014, my guest will be Dwayne Brovan, and we'll be talking about Dwayne's passion for photography and how he is currently living the music he hears calling him through photography. And I'll be posting the link for the show on Facebook and Twitter, and you can also sign up for my email newsletter list on my website at margojoydenader.com to get updates for shows and guests and links for the shows and all that. Well, Robert, tell me a little bit more about what songs you think you'll be playing for the shows this time.
You know, it's funny. Last year, for 2 years, we did this Santana version of Up on the Rooftop. And
mm-hmm.
people respond to the show so well, you can't tell what the favorite is. And we get standing ovations at the end of songs sometimes. We go, wow, what if, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's
mm-hmm.
only the third song of the set, you know. They're just having so much fun. Of course, our guitar players are great.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the songs I'm really proud of that's not on an album yet, it was supposed to be out this year, but we have
mm-hmm.
this big United Way tie-in that we're starting in Kansas
mm-hmm.
that we're hoping next year will be a tour called United Rocks with the United Way, because the United Way actually helps the communities that they're in, and there's one major chapter everywhere. So we have this song, which we introduced last year, but it's still not, I mean, it's recorded, it's ready to go. We do Hotel California style, the Eagles, and we do the song
mm-hmm.
Emmanuel. And it's one of those beautiful pieces that just fits like a glove, but at the end, for all the guitar solos, the two guys, Gary and Jack, trade off those guitar solos. It goes on for a couple minutes, and they're playing all kinds of Christmas carols instead of the Eagles' little licks back and forth. It's amazing, you know, and the people are just watching this back and forth, these two guitars dueling with these, you know, like 5 seconds of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and 5 seconds, Little Drummer Boy, and then this and that, and it goes on and on, back and forth. It's really incredible.
It is incredible. It's one of those things where if you haven't experienced it, you just can't even imagine it. And yet the people that have experienced it and the people that I've talked to that have been to the shows, they all say the same thing. I want to go next year. It's just so fun going to see these shows. And Also on your the Classic Rock Christmas website and the December People website, it also has a little like song montage type thing that gives different examples, and they can hear samples of the songs there as well, right?
Yeah, it doesn't quite have the impact of a live show, even though a lot of it is live. There's just something about being there with the lighting being all around you and just immense that really makes the experience hard to capture with video. I'm always surprised because you've seen the show live. You know how intense the lighting is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the videos never quite look quite as intense. I think the lights are so intense that the video just doesn't capture anything but bright light.
Well, I think it's that, but also just being at a show in person is so different than seeing something on television. No matter how wonderful a show on television is or a movie is, it's still not the same as being there in person. Like, for example, I used to go to a lot of concerts when I was in college and lived down in your area. I went to West Valley College and worked in Warehouse Records and then Tower Records. I used to get concert tickets all the time and go to all these concerts, along with going to see Hush play, which your band Hush was my favorite. But the point I'm getting at, though, is that it's just not the same feeling when you're not there in person. And so that's why I highly recommend that if people are available to go to the Pleasanton show or the Monterey show, or if they're listening and they have friends and family in Kansas, or if they even are in Kansas, they can go to the show live and just have an amazing time and, like you said, donate food to their local area.
And we try to involve the local high school choir. In Pleasanton, we have a little kids choir of about 30 people singing with us.
Mm-hmm.
In Monterey, we have a high school choir of 30 people. In Kansas, because it's the big United Way and it's an arena show,
mm-hmm.
we have a bell choir of 30 people playing bells. We have a 60-piece, five different high school choir, and we have the drum corps playing with us on Little Drummer Boy. It's really a big production, and that's where
we're heading. Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, we're almost out of time, though, so I just want to say to everyone out there, they're calling you. What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limits and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. Oh, Robert, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing one of those shows, either the Pleasanton or the Monterey one this year, and seeing what's new and just enjoying all the things that I've seen before in the past as well.
Yeah, we're looking forward to doing it, and mainly for entertainment and everything too, but to get the community involved and helping their needy people in their community. So it's exciting. We really have fun doing it. You know that.
It really is. Well, we've only got a few seconds left, so thank you everyone for listening, and bye for now.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.